morning.
Good morning.
It was Friday, but today is Sunday. And not just any Sunday, it is Easter Sunday. He has risen.
He has risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
These are words not just from our lips, or words without meaning on the pages of Scripture. These are words which impact people. They give us reason to celebrate. They give us hope. They give us a reason to not live our lives in fear. These words give us a future like nothing or no one else can. A future which fuels our lives today and tomorrow. It's Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. We turn to the middle of page 3 in our worship bulletin. Christ Jesus has risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Death has been swallowed up in victory.
Where, O death, is your victory?
Where, O death, is your sin?
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
We worship in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Let us worship Him.
We join in the song.
Thank you.
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
If we confess our sins,
He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
This is how God showed His love among us. This is love.
Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship Him.
Grave clothes
Everlasting joy is prophesied. A reading from Holy Scripture, Isaiah 25. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him, and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship him.
The hope we have in and through Christ is rock solid, because Christ has risen.
He is risen
indeed. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Corinthians 15. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship him.
Please rise for the gospel reading. Taken from the Holy Gospel of St. Mark, the 16th chapter. Awesome news. News that we are not to keep to ourselves. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship him.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives." "I told you so." When is the last time you have said those words to someone? Perhaps it was your spouse, or a friend, or a coworker. How many times were you ready to say those words to someone, but Instead, you bit your tongue and thought better. Think of how many times God has said those words throughout history, throughout the pages of the Bible. Maybe not those exact words, but the gist of those words. Being familiar with the children of Israel of the Old Testament, especially recall on their trip from Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. Just on that trip alone, God could say to them every day of that trip, "I told you so." How many times in our own life could God say those words to you and to me? "I told you so." Those words do not necessarily have to be meant in a negative or sarcastic tone or come across as someone who knows it all. But when it comes to God, He does. He does know it all. And so when He tells us, you and me, "I told you so," He is doing so to remind us of a very important truth, a truth which has impact on our lives, and so is for our good. Today is another reminder of one of those "I told you so" moments. When God has the right to say, "I told you so." To those first disciples of Jesus, their memory needed to be jogged. Their fears. Well, those fears needed to be put in check. And their confidence level, their confidence needed to be reasserted. And is it really any different for you and me today? We hear these words from Matthew 28. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." This is God's word. We pray, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our risen Redeemer. Amen. God's grace and peace and be yours in great abundance. And this is possible because of God the Father's great love for us, clearly evident in the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, who was not only crucified for us, but also lives again for us. He has risen.
He has risen indeed.
Hallelujah indeed. The final answer to the question that we have been using as a talking point for our Lent and Holy Week series, what shall we do with Jesus? That answer is live with Him. Because He lives, we live. And because He lives, we have something to say. He lives just as He said He would do. Think of how many times Jesus had to remind the disciples of the why and the what He came to this earth in the flesh. And how many times Jesus had to say, "Oh, you of little faith." And Jesus rightly could say to His disciples, and rub it in, "I told you so," when it all took place, but He didn't rub it in. He used those words, "I told you so," as a gentle reminder. It all happened as it was supposed to happen. It was not by accident. It was design. God's design, because God had to save fallen mankind. And that plan to save fallen mankind, which includes you and me, well, that included the sending of his one and only Son, who would not only live a perfect life, but who would be put to death. And not put to death in just any way, but put to death on a cross. A most agonizing way to die. But he was willing to do just that. Because Jesus, along with the Father, knew what was at stake. If he did not die the death that needed to be, we would still be in our sins. Because there's no way you and I can make atonement, satisfaction for our sins. And there's no way anyone else could make satisfaction, atonement for our sins. It would had to be, and it was only through the shed blood of the perfect Son of God and Son of Man, Jesus Christ. It had to be that way, just as he said. And if Jesus had not risen from the grave, as Scripture reminds us, again, we would still be lost in our sins. And our faith would be vain, useless. But he has risen from the grave. The tomb is empty. It was Friday, but today is Sunday, Easter Sunday, just as he said it would happen. And because he lives, we live. We live with him. We live because of him. We live for him. The Holy Spirit has brought us into a relationship with God the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. And in that relationship, we are credited with the atoning work that Jesus, the Son of God and Son of Man, has done with us in mind. Whether that be through the gospel in the word itself or the gospel connected to baptism, we have been brought into that relationship. We have been clearly reminded that our sins are forgiven, that we are reconciled with God by what Jesus has done, just as he said it would happen. Because he lives, we live. It had to be this way. And knowing that the resurrection was coming, that did not make it any easier for Jesus to endure the ridicule and the rejection and the flogging and the crucifixion itself. But he did know it all served a purpose. That we might be one with God now and into eternity. Sealed by the fact that he lives, and because he lives, we live. And as we live with him and for him and because of him, there are some also things that we should not be surprised at, as the disciples should not have been surprised at. As long as we live on this side of heaven, what can we still expect to take place? Trials and tribulations. People rejecting the good news of the Savior. Jesus told us this as well, that we must go through many trials and tribulations before we enter the kingdom of heaven. Yet how many believers, or at least those who claim to be believers, because they like the feel-good story of Jesus crucified and risen for their sins, they don't have to do anything, but then when trials and tribulations come, say, "Really, Lord? After all I try to do for you, this is what you give me?" And Jesus says, "I told you so. I told you that there were going to be trials and tribulations, not because I hate you or want to bring you down, but because I want to keep you connected and I want to keep your eyes fixed and focused on him, on what he has done and what is still in store for us." And through those trials and tribulations, he gives us an opportunity to witness our faith. Because Jesus does not just give those trials and tribulations and leave us to ourselves. He gives us hope upon hope to deal with them. We are more than conquerors, Romans 8 reminds us. So we shouldn't be surprised when such things still happen to us on this side of heaven. And we shouldn't be surprised when we are encouraged by fellow believers where to turn to when we're going through those trials and tribulations. To turn us to Holy Scripture, where God reminds us of the purpose and the plans for those trials and tribulations, and the purpose and the plans for us. For example, from Romans 8, where Paul said, by inspiration, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. These things are light and momentary. And when we get to heaven, what is Jesus going to say to us? Not in a sarcastic tone. I told you so. Welcome to eternity. Where what happened on earth, it's gone. Because in heaven, there is no more weeping or gnashing or anything like that. So we're not going to be thinking of what we had to endure. Or also, fellow believers, can it direct us to why these things happen? 2 Corinthians 4, therefore, we do not lose heart as we go through these trials and tribulations. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles, there again, are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. What shall we do with Jesus? This Jesus who gives us such hope and promise, such solid truth to build life on. Live with Him. Live for Him. Because He lives, we have something to say. And how important it is that we say something about this Jesus, because as Scripture points out, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. How important it is for us to be messengers of this truth, because people are not going to stumble on it on their own. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How important it is then to live as salt and light, not just in the good times, but also through the rough times, so that people can have a testimony of the hope that we have. That hope is Jesus crucified and risen. How important it is then, as we live with Jesus, that we search the Scriptures for our own good, so that we can grow up in Him ongoing. Because there's never going to be a point in time when any one of us on this side of heaven is going to know it all. Every time we open the Scriptures, it's another opportunity to be reminded of God's great truths. So that, again, we're not only in a position to grow in faith ourselves in these truths, but also to share them with others. Maybe you think at this time, I don't know what I would say if someone were to ask me a question. Well, don't underestimate the work of the Holy Spirit in you, who uses your Bible knowledge that you have to be a faithful witness of the Lord. Do you know the Apostles' Creed? Do you know the confession of sins and absolution? Do you know certain hymn verses based on Bible passages? Do you know Romans 8, 28? God works for the good of those who love Him. Do you know John 3, 16? Again, God has given us what we need through the Scriptures to say something about the hope that we have thanks to Jesus crucified and risen. We can live with Him and for Him. He has told us so. And as we then live with Him and for Him, knowing that we have something to say, Don't be afraid. Easier said than done. But again, take those fears to the Lord, where He provides calm for those fears, where He provides answers and directions in how to deal with those fears. There's so much to live for, and not necessarily here per se, but here and for eternity. Let us never lose sight of that. In the meantime, let us be that salt and light that God has called us to be. People are searching for answers. Every day they're searching, but not in the right places. God has put you in a position, whether we recognize it or not at the time, to direct people to the right place. How you go about your life, believing that Jesus is crucified and risen for you, that He makes a difference in your life, does influence the lives of others more than you might realize. So not just for today, but every day, live with Him and for Him, knowing that we have something to say. Because it's Sunday, Easter Sunday, dear friends, this is our theme throughout life. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's Sunday. Easter Sunday. Just as He said. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in our risen Christ and Lord. Amen. Let's remain standing and sing the remaining verses of I Know My Redeemer Lives. Pray. O Lord God, our strength, our song, and our salvation, You fulfilled your promises by the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead.
Thanks be to God. You give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
In your compassion, you sent Christ the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life to rescue the lost. Lift our eyes heavenward to see him who lives to make intercession for the saints and grant us confidence in the greatness of his power. Keep before us the vision of your redeemed people standing before your throne and singing the song of victory.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive wisdom and power and honor and glory and praise.
Make us instruments of your peace as we bring the good news of hope and new life to those around us. Guide us in the use of all that you have entrusted to us, our time, our talents, and our treasures.
Risen Lord, live in us that we may live for you.
Merciful Lord Jesus, grant healing to the sick and strengthen the faith of the suffering and the dying. Assure them of your abiding presence and comfort them with the hope of eternal life. And for those privileged to celebrate another year of grace, continue to watch over them, Lord. Fill their lives with blessings and open their eyes to the blessings you put before them and grant them the means to make the most of these blessings. And to those celebrating a wedding anniversary, Lord, continue to renew their love for each other, stemming from their love for you. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Gracious Father, you have restored to us the joy of your salvation. With happy hearts, we come before you and say,
Hallelujah! Thanks be to God. Amen.
And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Please be seated.
Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. You are at peace with God. Amen. We continue with the singing of our next hymn. Almighty God, grant to your church the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes from above. Let nothing hinder your word from being freely proclaimed to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people.
So that we may serve you with the steadfast faith and confess your name as long as we live. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace.
Live in harmony with one another.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Thanks be to God. Let us do with him. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah and amen. God be praised for the great news that he gives to us and the opportunity to be together, as a year ago we were not able to do such. And so we give thanks as we fix our eyes again, and not on what is seen necessarily, but on what is unseen, because the message never went away. Now we have an opportunity to join together and celebrate that message. Just a reminder then for worship schedule, next Sunday, 8 and 10:45, both will be indoors. Bible study goes to 9:30 to 10:15. The service and the Bible study will be in person and online. And then on the 25th of this month, the fourth Sunday of the month, the 8 o'clock service will be indoor. We're planning for the 10:45 service to be outdoor. Again, Bible study at 9:30. You can see other events taking place in the worship bulletin calendar there, or on the website. You can go there, see the calendar, or view the weekly news also on the website, or also copies available here in the entryway. The Easter egg hunt, we had a beautiful day that we were blessed with yesterday. Many children running around finding eggs and sharing the excitement of what they found with their parents and guardians. So God be praised for the seeds that were planted yesterday and today and every day as you continue to live for Christ, who has indeed given us a reason to live and something to say. Have a great day in the Lord. He has risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Go forth in peace.
Thank you.